Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
The sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
If you've ever watched the British quiz show QI, which stands for Quite Interesting, you know that it often is. The topic of travel affecting our morals was brought up recently, a notion I've often thought about. The more you explore the world and find out about other cultures, the more it shapes your moral outlook or global perspective, right? If you're fortunate to speak in more than one language, you already know that thinking in your native tongue can change your outlook because you become more rational and less emotional. But a recent study detailed in Discover magazine designed 8 experiments which found a consistent link between time spent in a foreign country and the way we think about right and wrong. Experiment number 1 took a group of French high school students planning to study abroad and gave them a word puzzle to solve for a chance to win an iPad. They were tested 3 times before they left 6 months in and 1 year abroad. They didn't have to prove they solved the puzzles, just checked the box beside each one. The catch was, one of the puzzles was unsolvable. 30% cheated the first go while they were still at home. After a year abroad, 48% cheated. Experiment 2 was conducted on adults. No incentive was offered, but again, the subjects cheated more the longer they were away, more so with the more countries they visited. The researchers concluded that travel can increase a person's sense of moral relativism, weakening their sense of right and wrong. Does it, though? I would have thought that benefiting from the appreciation and acceptance of other cultures and places would have given our moral compass a more accurate reading based on acquiring a broader perspective. If anything, I'm less inclined to do any wrong when I'm on unfamiliar turf. How about you? Let us know. Wish I could offer you an iPad for playing along. I'm Cal Coote. Throw caution to the wind and let your global freak flag fly. New music to start the show from Lyon-based Daudelin, with roots in Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Armenia. Something going on, and it's going on right here at World Beat Canada Radio.
Money, balance, topi, samu, cafe, wanna friend, don't wanna give him money.
An Arab groove from Alcazar. That was Sham System. Before that, Dowdlin from Guadeloupe, which is enjoying a musical wave in the early part of 2025. Alex Cuba is from another part of the Caribbean, originally from Cuba, of course. He produced, recorded, played all the instruments, and of course wrote the songs for his latest album called Voce de Mi Familia. This is A La Loma de Bell from World Beat Canada Radio.
De Belén nos vamos, a la loma de Belén nos vamos, ae, ae, componedores, ae, remachadores, y yo voy a la loma buscándote, buscándote.
soy, por eso me voy pa' allá.
From your own backyard. Caracol is from Montreal. Her latest album is called Tu es différent. Vive la différence. Infinity featuring Mike Clay is straight ahead. I'm Cal Coat.
Hey, music lovers, this is Caracol. From coast to coast to coast, the music of the world comes home to World Beat Canada.
Je roule en zigzag dans les rues de Rochelag. Je picole, drinks on ice. Sur mon bike, dès que je te vois, plus un stress on my mind. Pluie d'été, ciel qui crie, je colle les papiers pour le vibe.
Faut le croire pour le voir, sors ton feu dans le noir. Pas besoin de parler, c'est juste bon de se croiser.
I'm okay, she a queen, we go.
critical darlings of Anatolian psych. That is Alton Gunn from Ask and Laylum Lay. Before that, Caracol and Infini featuring Mike Clay. From Puerto Rico comes Annie Cordero, a drummer, guitarist, and songwriter. Here's Es Amor from Amores on World Beat Canada Radio. Flitting around the Caribbean this hour with music from Cuba, from Guadeloupe, and that from Puerto Rico, or the Gulf of America, as one person likes to call it. Time for your touch of the familiar. We're thinking about the fires in California. And Mumy Troll are far away in Vladivostok. Yes, they used to watch submarines come and go. But they had warmer climes in mind when they came up with this version of California Dreamin'. Your Touch of the Familiar by Mumy Troll on World Beat Canada Radio.
Nie obecne to styl, listy w czarny les. Mój dżungulec, zimny dzień. СМС. Было бы теплей, кабы-то был Лос-Анджелес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы в сугробах до небес. Церковь я нашел на своем пути. На колени пал. Мы все в сугробах до небес. Oh. черный лес. Мы идем гулять в зимний день, и я замерз,
и ты замерз.
Было бы теплей, как бы это был Лос-Анджелес. Калифорния снится на пайках, мы все в сугробах до небес.
There's clues in the music, but you might not know where it's from. It's from Switzerland. That is Sammy Galbi. He's from Morocco originally, and